So we've already gone back and looked at descriptive versus predictive, but we're going to touch on that. Then we're going to show you in detail three techniques. The fourth technique isn't readily available in SPSS. Well, it's readily available if you have a research assistant who's reasonably smart. And it doesn't really take very long, but it takes so long that it tends to annoy people enough they don't use it. So we've talked about the difference between predictive and descriptive, and it comes down to the difference between completeness and efficiency is what we're trying to get out of our modeling. Interpretation of simple correlations, comparisons of nested and non-nested models are commonly combined to yield descriptive modeling. The interest is completely explicating the patterns of relationship between the criterion variable and the predictors. Theory often plays a large part, directing the variables we choose and the models we compare. When we're interested in descriptive modeling, we really do want one model that we will actually use to compute Y prime for future individuals. The theory can help. Cost analysis is often important. Collinearity is to be avoided because it reduces efficiency. The various automated regression procedures were designed for predictive model building, not for descriptive modeling. They are designed not to explicate, but to increase efficiency. You've got to make sure you use tools the right way. Not everything's a hammer. So the four techniques that we're going to look at are forward inclusion. Forward inclusion is a very reasonable idea. Start with the best predictor. What better place to start? Start with the best predictor and then only add those predictors that will make the model better. Because if a predictor won't make a model better, it's because it doesn't add any efficiency. It's going to do something redundant. Don't bother. Backward deletion. Closer to the way many of us think, because we tend to start with a full model. And in backwards deletions, we do start with a full model and then delete any predictor that doesn't help till we get down to a model where everything in it contributes. And then we have forward stepwise inclusion, which is specifically designed to combine these two procedures to eliminate the problems with each. Each of these has a very simple, very predictable problem, very real. This was designed to make those problems go away. Of course, it causes some others. Yes? Stepwise means that there are a series of steps. Each step has a rule for adding and deleting items. These are sometimes referred to as forward and backward stepwise. But stepwise is a language that SPSS started to use back in the middle 70s that everyone else has sort of stepped into. Yes, it should have been, but I can't claim it. No, I wasn't that smart. The last one is the all subsets, which we'll explain.